And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to Leprechaun Friday on The Savage Nation. This Celtic music is dedicated to all the honest Irish people out there in the audience. And now we talk about Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, the leprechaun, claimed in a show last night that he named the shooter first. I ask, how is this possible, given that his TV variety show follows my analytical radio program by 2 hours? Does Bill O'Reilly owe his audience a retraction and Savage an apology? But more than that, he has pulled a Brian Williams. You've heard me. Bill O'Reilly has pulled a Brian Williams. I want you to listen to the soundbite that he had the nerve to play last night on his television show. It's a bald, outright lie, in my opinion. And I'm going to ask you point blank, should he step down for lying? Why is Ailes at Fox News not suspending Bill O'Reilly for lying to his audience and to the world? Listen to the soundbite.
Last night, as we were reporting the breaking news from California, The Factor was the first news operation in the world to identify the primary killer.
Well, that's a lie. Now, of course, he'll argue that I'm not a news operation, even though I reported the shooter's name hours before he did. Does that not make me a news operation? What am I? Well, I'm a commentator. I'm an analyst of the news. I'm an entertainer. I do all of those things. But you can't say that I don't give you the news. In fact, as the news was emerging, I kept asking, who was the shooter's name? And it was picked up on police scanners by various organizations, including, I think, InfoWars or Prison Planet. My producer picked it up from, is that where you got it from, Jim? You got it from the news feed? Twitter, you got it from a Twitter news feed? As it was emerging, and I went on the air and I said his name is blah, 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 whatever his name is. I don't even want to repeat it. Now, for O'Reilly to make this a big issue is a big issue, because it is a big issue. Many of you are going to say you shouldn't fight with each other. We're on the same side. You couldn't be further from the truth. O'Reilly is on his own side. Fox has blacklisted me for years, and I'm going to reach out right now to CNN and MSNBC, and I'm going to ask them to run with O'Reilly's shameful behavior. I want to know why CNN and MSNBC are not calling O'Reilly out on what he did last night. Now, remember, many of you are going to say, why are you attacking O'Reilly? Well, doesn't Trump attack everyone around him? You all love Trump. Didn't Trump come on my show a few weeks ago and say, when I challenged him on why he was attacking Ben Carson, didn't he say, Michael, you're a very competitive guy. And if you were in my position, remember what Trump said? If you were in my position, you would also be attacking whatever his name was. I don't remember his name anymore. The other guy, Carson. You'll forget Carson like the other one. They'll all be forgotten in a few months. You won't even remember Ben Carson's name. You'll think it's a cough drop. So Trump would do what I'm doing. I'm standing up for myself, darn it. And I'm not going to sit here and take it from Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes anymore. They're not God Almighty. And they made a mistake and they're attacking me. And they're not getting my credit. And I demand that Leprechaun apologize to the audience. I'm also asking MSNBC and CNN to step in on this. They're the opposition to this, aren't they? They're my opposition. And I believe Bill O'Reilly lied. And I believe he should step down. I believe he should be suspended. He pulled a Brian Williams. All of you said, oh, Brian Williams did this. Brian Williams did that. You ruined his career, didn't you? Am I wrong or right? Danny, I want an answer from my audience, and I'll take my audience's opinions. I've been following this on Facebook. It is a darn big deal. It's a very big deal. Because if we can't rely upon our news media to tell us the truth, who then can we rely upon? I may not be the biggest show in radio, but I would say to you that I'm probably the most honest commentator in the media. And you count on that. And I go where no one else dares to go before anyone else dares go there. You know that. That's how I survive. My entire reputation is based upon going where others don't go before they go there and taking chances. And I'm usually right. And if I was wrong more often than I am right, I wouldn't be in business. So many of you are saying, well, why are you doing this? You should let it go. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. It is a darn big deal. because he prides himself on being whatever, I don't know. I've called him the leprechaun affectionately for years. He says he named the shooter first. He didn't. I did. His TV variety show follows my analytical radio program by hours. I believe Bill O'Reilly owes his audience a retraction and Savage an apology at the least. And if he doesn't apologize and Fox News does not retract what he said, I am telling you that they have no credibility whatsoever. We are not on the same side of things. O'Reilly is on his own side. Fox has blacklisted me. I'm asking CNN and MSNBC to run with O'Reilly's shameful behavior and talk about it. It's that simple. And we'll go on to another big story. This is a huge story because it goes to the credibility of those of us in the media. This is not a huge story. It's actually bigger than this, I would say, sort of petty dispute. Loretta Lynch, the attorney general handpicked by Al Sharpton, if you can believe the turn of events, that we're living in a reign of terror like this. Loretta Lynch, our attorney general of the United States of America, vows to prosecute those who use anti-Muslim speech that edges toward violence. I've never seen anything like this in my life. The day after a shootout that leaves so many dead and wounded by two Muslims, she goes to a Muslim front group, a pressure group, and she vows to attack anybody who says what? Something that edges towards violence. What does that mean, edges toward violence? What does she mean by anyone who says anything against Muslims that edges towards violence? Can she define that for me? I'll say something. Tell me if this edges towards violence, because I certainly don't espouse violence. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, you will see a very clear statement, one that I have followed on my radio show for 21 years. We don't talk about violence. We don't encourage violence. And anyone who posts anything violent on my website is immediately banned from my website, from my Facebook page, excuse me. Same goes with the radio show. I learned that before I began in radio. I'm a nonviolent man. So she's threatening anybody who wants to call out violence that is perpetrated by Muslims is what she's doing. She is protecting those who would hurt us. Do you understand what she's doing? She's chilling any speech against violence perpetrated by Muslims. And anyone, I'll tell you another story. Remember yesterday I said that in France they closed down three or four mosques that were known for preaching hatred? Well, in the next hour on the radio show, we're going to have Waleed Shubat, who speaks Arabic, a former member of the PLO, a former terrorist. Waleed will tell you how many mosques in America he thinks are preaching jihad, because he speaks Arabic. He would tell you things you will not believe. Is he edging towards violence, or is he edging towards the truth? Where does the truth end and violence begin? And why do we have a woman like this as Attorney General of the United States at a time like this? She is the exact opposite of what we need as Attorney General. We need an Attorney General who protects free speech. We need an Attorney General who doesn't turn a blind eye to the hatred coming out of certain mosques in this country. She cannot make every Muslim a sacred cow. Those are the two main topics. This is the Savage Nation. I'll take your calls. WJR Al, you're the first up. What's the topic and what's your opinion on the Savage Nation?
Dr. Savage, the moment I heard O'Reilly say it, I was like, I was in shock. I was like, that can't be it. I heard Farouk say it. I heard you say it on your show, and he was taking credit, and I was like, no, like, you were live while it was happening. Couldn't be much faster. I was in total disbelief. And I appreciate you challenging it. You should always stand up for the truth.
I have to, because I'm a man alone. No one, if I am not for myself, who will be? If I am only for myself, who am I? And the fact of the matter is, nobody in the media is going to come to my side. You're not going to see this on the Drudge Report. You're not going to see this published on any website. You know why? Because O'Reilly's bigger than I am. He is Goliath, and I am David. And I, David, am going to stand up for myself today, tomorrow, and every other day that I'm on the radio. I will not be disrespected like this by anyone in the media. And when I catch them lying about things like this, I have an obligation both to defend myself and to call them out on it. Because if we can't count on them to tell us the truth, what can we count? Who can we count on to tell us the truth? Tell me who. Who are we going to turn to? Loretta Lynch? Barack Obama? The DHS? Who, by the way, the head of the DHS, has anyone seen Jed Johnson since this tragedy? Where is he? Where is the head of the Department of Homeland Security who let this woman slip into this country? Why has he not been fired? Is that edging towards violence? Let me ask you something. If I call for the firing of the Department of Homeland Security's chief for having let that woman, that murderous, that verminous woman, slip into this country, she passed the screening process, why is he not fired? What kind of statement am I making? Is that a violent statement or a rational statement? All right, whatever. I'm sending, look, today and every day, the rest of the day today, because we're getting near Christmas time, anyone who's good enough to get through my call screener, and I have two great guys. Today it's Robert, I can't give his last name. He has to protect his honor. Jim, it's most days. Today it's Robert's back and forth. Anyone who gets on this show gets a free copy of my greatest Christmas gift ever, Government Zero. So stay on the line. I'll be back to give you all the news, views, and reviews that you've come to expect right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Don't let them steal your happiness. That's all I can say to you. That's what they want to do, have you cowering in fear. If we had a legitimate government, they'd be cowering in fear. They'd rip them out by their filthy you-know-whats and throw them out of the country before they kill someone else. But instead, we wake up, and our attorney general is threatening us, and we say a word about Muslims, basically. I never would believe that she'd have the audacity to pander to these Muslim front groups and have the nerve to say that anyone who edges towards violence, what does that mean? What do you mean by edging towards violence? That means anything she wants to say is edging towards violence. Is now a crime in America? This is shocking. While in France, a far more liberal nation than America, they closed down four mosques known for hate speech, known to have produced jihadists. How many of our mosques are known to have produced jihadists? You think none? I've got another guest coming for you. Because we have an Arabic speaker, a former member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, a member of the PLO, a terrorist in his past, who speaks Arabic. He has an opinion on that matter, an opinion that Loretta Lynch ought to listen to. He should be a consultant to Loretta Lynch and the FBI. Waleed Shubat should be advising the Attorney General, not CAIR, who was named as a co-conspirator in a very important case years ago. That's one big story. And the other story is a very personal one, and I have to say again, many of you can say, oh, what are you making such a big deal out of it? I will make a big deal out of it, and I'll tell you why. O'Reilly has pulled a Brian Williams. If Brian Williams had done a thing like this, claiming that he did this first when he didn't, bald lie, I can guarantee you the entire conservative movement would have been demanding his head as they did. They ruined Brian Williams' career for something I think less than this, incidentally. They said he did this, he claimed he did that, rather, and then they said he didn't, ha ha ha, he's a liar, we can't trust the mainstream media. So now you're going to trust Fox News? Listen again to Bill O'Reilly, this is a bald lie in my opinion, because I was on the air 2 hours before him. What he is saying does not have any rational basis for it whatsoever. Listen to it.
Last night, as we were reporting the breaking news from California, The Factor was the first news operation in the world to identify the primary killer.
Wrong. And I'm saying, why is Ailes not suspending O'Reilly? Why? Because he's too big to fail. There's too much at stake. It's that simple. And I'm asking my opposition, CNN and MSNBC, to run with O'Reilly's shameful behavior in this matter. And I'm also asking CNN and MSNBC to listen to the following clip, if you can find it. I don't know if you have it. You have the one where I said it. I don't want to play it again. I have it on record. During the shooting, I came out with the guy's name. It came off a Twitter feed. And I need credit for it. I'm under attack every day of my life. Every day of my life, I am attacked one way or another, either by being ignored, ridiculed, or overtly attacked. And if I am not going to defend myself, who will? Bill O'Reilly? Martha Washington? That the disgraceful Shepard Smith who doesn't even fit into his slim suit anymore? Bloated Shep Smith now as a conservative? You see him? He can't even fit into a slim suit now. Anyway, the point is that Truth is what matters. And the stories out there are shocking at a time like this. Shocking stories, one after the other. Lynch vows to prosecute those who use anti-Muslim speech that edges toward violence. That's a shocking story in an age of Muslim terror. Now, yeah, we heard this morning that the terrorist who shot the place up was radicalized by the woman. Who was the first to say to you that she did it? Me. Do you remember yesterday what I said to you? Many of you don't remember. I am the head of this entire pack here because I have a better brain for analysis than they do. And I'm not married to a system that prevents me from thinking out loud. They are. I said to you yesterday that it looks to me like wifey radicalized this guy in Southern California. Now, I don't know if that's true, but now the news media is, radicalized him. Authorities are investigating whether the wife radicalized the husband before the California massacre. Do you remember what I said yesterday? The minute I come back, we're going to play it for you because it's not to show you how smart I am. It's to again elucidate what I said because that's what they're doing. I'm a day or two ahead of the government. They're to hire me as a consultant to the FBI. Federal investigators saying there's a very serious possibility that Tashfeen Malik radicalized her husband, county restaurant inspector Saeed Freak. Fox News has learned. Well, I said it first. I said he went to Saudi Arabia. They gave him a wife and she radicalized him. That's before Fox News. Again, I beat Fox News. So I guess they're listening to the show. The very man they hate is giving them all their leads. Thanks, Roger.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Maybe your rock and roll from the 50s and 60s should be banned in America. Maybe it's offensive to certain groups. Maybe Loretta Lynch should say that you shouldn't play any rock and roll from the 60s. That's offensive to certain groups that find it a little degenerate. I mean, you never know. No pork, no alcohol, no rock and roll. Isn't that the American way, Loretta? Isn't that what you made Attorney General for, to uphold Sharia law? That's how crazy the country is getting. It's upside down. It's a world through the looking glass. Barack Obama is Alice in Wonderland. He's Alice and the Wonderland. So anyway, I'm calling on Rachel Maddow to step in on this. I think that Rachel Maddow of MSNBC has an obligation to her audience and to America to play O'Reilly's lie, then play Savage's original release of the shooter's name, and say that while I'm not a fan of either of these men, truth is the truth, and O'Reilly has pulled a Brian Williams, and it's time for Fox News to either apologize, suspend them, or fire him. I mean, what's fair is fair. I believe that Ailes should suspend O'Reilly and apologize to me. It'll never happen in a million years. Never. By the way, despite the fact that my show is banned from Fox News, meaning any mention of me like in the ex-Soviet Union, I don't exist, my book, Government Zero, is now in the sixth printing. I just got it from the publisher. They went back to press yesterday. Someone's buying it. Someone's loving the book. Someone sees the truth. Okay, it's happening. Do you understand that we broke free of the cartel? We broke free of the Fox cartel. Doesn't mean that they shouldn't exist. I think they do a fairly good job overall. I'm glad they're on the air. But if they are caught with their pants down, someone has to say it. In essence, Michael Savage's show is like a police scanner for Fox News. They scan this show to see what I'm saying, to see what they can run with. Not every day. Don't be ridiculous. Of course I'm not saying that. But when I break news, they're going to run with it and say they did it. That's the name of the business. It's the most competitive business in the media. If you think the movie business is competitive, you're mistaken. The most competitive business is the live broadcast business. There is no more competitive business in the media than the one I'm in. Because you don't have a chance to correct what you said. Either you say it, and you're right, or you're wrong. And if you're wrong, you better apologize real fast. You know, I love how people say politicians should apologize if they say this or they say that or a government official slips up. Why don't the same rules apply to Bill O'Reilly? I've been forced to apologize over the years for mistakes I've made. Very few, but I've made mistakes and I've gotten behind it. I said I made a mistake. What is he, God Almighty? Everyone's capable of a mistake. So that shows you're a bigger man if you do apologize. Now, Today they're running with the story that the government says that wifey radicalized the innocent health inspector, the Muslim health inspector. Fox News says that federal investigators believe it's a very serious possibility that Tashfeen Malik, by the way, why is there no picture of her? Why is it that in this age of instant recognition, instant exposure, Tashfeen Malik is invisible? Didn't she apply to the DHS for a visa? As a whatever, I forget what they call it. It's absurd that that visa exists. Fiancé visa, right, fiancé visa. So now you can go to any country in the world and any terrorist can say they're your fiancé and you bring them in. Bring them right in, usher them in. Loretta Lynch will say that you're conducting a crime if you ask this question. They're saying that Tashfeen Malik radicalized the husband. Okay? Well, who said it first? Me. How? The guy used common sense. I want you to listen to how I posed it yesterday. I won't play the whole thing because it's too long and it's a live show. But again, you know, give credit where credit is due. I am famed for my ability to reason. That's what I'm known for, my ability to reason and ability to say it first. See, if I didn't, I wouldn't have this show. I wouldn't last much longer. Listen to this right now. This is what I said yesterday before the federal government said it. Listen, I love that he wasn't radicalized till he went to Saudi Arabia and he met a bride. So she's actually the one who instigated this. Did you figure that out yet? I love the dunces in the media. Oh, there was a woman. Isn't this odd? Ashley, isn't this an odd situation? A woman terrorist? We've never heard of women terrorists. Why, I never heard of that. A woman. Ooh, aren't women gentle? Aren't all women nice and kind? I never saw anything like this. Are these people that brain dead and that drugged that they could say a thing like that on a national television show as they did over and over again? Woman, just shocked by a woman, aren't you? Over to you, Ashley. They forgot that in Paris there were women executing people on the floor of that nightclub, mutilating people on the floor with knives. They forgot Russia in that theater where the women in those burkas sat with the bombs. They forgot about that. This witch, he met this witch in Saudi Arabia during one of their Hajj jobs. Great religion, went there for a Hajj, met the woman. She's the one who radicalized them. You can't put two and two together yet? They fixed them up with a terrorist woman. She came back and told them how to do this, is my estimation. A woman suddenly can't commit an act of terror to the dunces in the media. What world do they live in? I don't know what world they live in, but I don't live in that world. We all wake up after another one and Little is known about Malik's background prior to her meeting Farouk. However, a U.S. official confirmed to Fox News that the two met and became engaged after Freak traveled to Saudi Arabia in September 2013. Malik, a Pakistani citizen, applied for a K-1 visa. That's a fiancé visa, if you want to know what that is. That's a joke. At the American Embassy in Islamabad, and Freak traveled to Saudi Arabia that July to bring her to the U.S. She passed all of Department of Homeland Security's vetting. How do you like that? The lovely couple was married on August 16, 2014, in nearby Riverside County, according to their marriage license. Both listed their religion as, fill in the blank, Christian, no. Jewish, no. Buddhist, no. Hindu, no. Atheist, no. Just figure out what the religion was. Well, you can't jump to judgment. Don't jump to conclusions. Investigators believe that on at least one of those trips to Saudi Arabia, one of both members of the government made contact with suspected al-Qaeda terrorists. The exact nature of that contact was not immediately clear. Well, and you get the picture. We're in trouble. We are in very bad trouble because of the compliant media, the lying government, and the brain-dead public. Other than that, we have a very rosy future ahead of us. Yeah, rosy future ahead of us. Guaranteed not to be another terrorist attack because, well, the government's on the case. They immediately said they're going to crack down on K-1 visas, not. They immediately said they're going to investigate any mosques that are preaching hatred, not. No, instead they took the other side. They went to a Muslim group and said anyone who dares say a word will look into it to see if it edges towards violence. Well, of course you're going to crack down on anyone who calls for hurting a Muslim, as you should. But that's not the same thing as what Loretta Lynch said. She said that anyone who says anything that edges towards violence. Now, that's a very broad statement from a lawyer. That can mean anything. It can mean anything, edges towards violence. That can mean anything. Anyone can be arrested now. You see the stories now, how big they are? What's happening to this country under this junta that's running America? It's not a government, it's a junta. It's like a junta in Argentina in the 1970s. A junta of like five people are running the country. No existent opposition party. A junta runs the country. I like the word junta. I'm going to say it over and over again. I like the word junta because everyone's used the wrong. They used the word regime, and they really meant junta. But that'll be tomorrow. It'll be on every show, junta. Monday you'll hear it. Junta. It's a junta. It's a junta. There'll even be a song, The Junta Runs America. See page 71, Islam's 1400-year war against the world. You know, that's in my book, Government Zero. Now, maybe they can ban the book. Now that I think about it, does that edge toward violence? Let me see. Wait a minute. I want to make sure that my book doesn't get burned by Loretta Lynch. Hold it. See page 71? Oh, my God. I better call the publisher immediately and warn them that although I'm reporting the absolute truth to Loretta Lynch, she could see it another way. Let's see, Zero Strategy Against ISIS, page 71 of Government Zero. What does it all mean? I'll tell you, we're living in very dangerous times. It's clear as a bell to many of us who actually studied the Crusades, which, contrary to what the Imam-in-Chief told you, were initiated by Muslims trying to dominate the Christian world. Uh-oh. That should go through a government censor. I then write, you didn't learn that in public school. You learned exactly the opposite. You learned the Christian Crusaders were the villains. And the poor Muslims were only defending themselves. Uh-oh. I don't know. That better go through the government censor. I then ask, were the Muslims defending themselves at Vienna? Were they defending themselves in medieval Spain? Maybe Islam was woven into the fabric of Spain since its founding generations, just like in America. It must have been woven into Italy's fabric because the poor Muslims in Sicily had to defend themselves from those awful, oppressive Christian Sicilians. Islam has been at war with the world for 1,400 years. Uh-oh. That's a fact. I didn't make it up. It's not racist. It's not sexist. It's not homophobic. It's not fattening. It's true. Whoa. I say it's a very intolerant religion, especially the virulent Salafist version of Islam that is currently plaguing the earth. Okay, that's all on page 71 of a very important book called Government Zero. I then write, the Muslims were eventually defeated and thrown out of Europe. They were stopped at Vienna in 1529. They were defeated and expelled from Spain and Italy. They were driven back into the Middle East and Northern Africa. It was these victories that made the West safe for the Renaissance, out of which all of modern civilization sprang. Religious and political freedom, private property, free enterprise, and free trade all flourished in the West after the defeat of the Muslims in Europe. Page 71 of Government Zero. Now, we'll have to find out whether or not that is legal to publish anymore. We'll be waiting to see what the Attorney General says about it, whether we need to modify the book and have the pages ripped out. They may hire inspectors to go to bookstores and tear out page 71 of Government Zero. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Kill the song. That's all. Kill the song. Tweedly D on a day like today. All right. A big figure in the media is about to publish a picture of the Dolly the terrorist. You're going to see what she looks like. She looks just like the girl next door. You'd think that you'd see some demonic look to her. No. She does not look demonic at all. She looks like a little sweet kid who lives next door. This is the one with the bandoliers and the pipe bombs. And look at Smiley, the terrorist. Smiley, the friendly terrorist. On the pier, it looks like it's Santa Monica. Smiley's standing there. I can pretty much tell you where this is, either Manhattan Beach or Santa Monica. There's Smiley there. Smiley and Wifey. How could they do a thing like this? Where does the hate come from? What is Loretta Lynch worried about what someone might say as opposed to something that these two did? She ought to be concerned about the next two who might do it, not what someone says in the country. As James Barrett of the Daily Wire says, it is painfully clear that, like her predecessor, Eric Holder, Lynch is far more concerned with promoting the social justice agenda than protecting the constitutional rights of American citizens. What exactly is speech that, quote, edges toward violence, unquote? What exactly are, quote, actions predicated on violent talk, unquote? In the end, it is whatever she decides it to mean. This is what happens when you have a junta running a nation instead of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Now, this gets even worse. I told you yesterday, I did it facetiously, that the family of the monster woman who did the shootout was going to sue. Did I tell you that yesterday? They went and found a shyster lawyer. By the way, this lawyer, in my opinion, should be arrested. You know, we have such an insane legal system that a lawyer could take on a case of a woman who knowingly shot up a clinic like this, killed people in cold blood, and they find a shyster lawyer who's going to now sue the police. Only in America. Loretta Lynch ought to look into David Chelsea, in my opinion. Listen to the lawyer. I warned you this would happen in this sick nation of ours, where the lawyers are out of control. Listen to clip four.
There's a lot of disconnects, and there's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of things that, quite frankly, don't add up. She was never involved in shooting. She's probably about 90 pounds, so it's unlikely she could even carry a weapon or wear some type of a vest or do any of this. Where the couple was found, from what I understand, is that they were handcuffed, lying face down in this truck, shot up. There's a lot of things that just don't make sense.
I told you you were going to see marches by led by Ayatollah Sharpton in the next few days saying Muslim lives matter. Watch. Wait till you see the insanity of this nation. Wait till you know, don't shoot, hands up. Watch. Innocent women. I told you they're going to say they were just driving around and they were attacked by the police. It wasn't them. Watch. They didn't really do it. They got the wrong couple. They were just on a honeymoon ride. Wait, you'll see how insane the country is. And wait till you see the compliant libs in the media go along with the narrative. When you see Wolf Blitzer spill all over himself with tears for these two. Wait, you'll see. You'll see how sick the country really is, the dementia of the nation. This is beyond dementia. This is an autoimmune disease that's incurable. This is the lawyer now. They went and found a shyster lawyer, in my estimation. Listen to the next clip if you want to get sick. Five.
I'm just telling you straight out that It doesn't make sense. It looks like if somebody had military training or something, yes, but there was none of that. And this person was not aggressive.
Why don't you tell that, David? David, where did you come from? Were you born from parents? Why don't you go say that to the victims' families, you piece of garbage, you? You lowlife, you. Is this what you studied law for? To take what everyone saw happen in real time with their own eyes and twist the truth like this? Is this what lawyers do? This is the country we live in? Was this man born of woman? Was he created somewhere? How could a man even say a thing like this? How could he disgrace the victims like this? How could he disgrace the police who risked their lives like this? How? How? In a country like ours, where truth are lies and lies are truth, where up is down and north is south, when east is west, when a junta is called a government. Okay, my friends, there's a lot of stuff to do today on the program. I'll do it when I get back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, SAVAGE. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Why do fools fall into hate is what I want to know. Why didn't someone do a rock and roll song called Why Do Fools Fall into Hate? I'm looking inside the home of the terrorists. You know, they let the, how the FBI let this happen? The reporters rushed into the apartment of the shooters. And there's pictures. I can't believe what I'm looking at. I mean, the crime scene is tampered with. They can't be found guilty now. They're dead, of course, but they can't be found guilty because the crime scene was tampered with. the spice rack, meat cleaver, Quran, coloring book, Islamic manners activity book by the Islamic Foundation, Masha Allah, colorful activity book for children on Islamic manners. Really? Good one. Children's book in Arabic and English sit in a closet on top of piles of clothes. Literature, Islamic books in Arabic are seen on a shelf inside the apartment of Saeed Farouk and Tashnif Malik, who had called home until Wednesday when they were shot by police after carrying out a massacre. A sticker referencing Allah is displayed on a dresser inside the home of the husband and wife shooters. Praise be to Allah who relieved me from the suffering and gave me relief. That's nice. I wonder if it's giving anyone relief, the families though that they executed. A plaid man's shirt hangs in a walk-in closet inside the home of a shooting suspect, Saeed Farouk. No wire hangers. I don't like wire hangers in my closet. I only would. My family knows that. I throw out the hangers from the cleaner immediately. Because from when I was poor, we had wire. Now I have to have wood. No wire hangers. God, let's see. This is stupid. What a country I'm living. A hole in the ceiling is visible in the couple's bedroom closet inside. The media tour of the apartment was preceded by an hours-long FBI search. God! A tin of powdered milk sits on a shelf. Tashfin Malik pledged allegiance to ISIS just before the pair launched a terror attack. Rem oil. Oh, here we go. Remington oil. An open can of Rem gun oil sits in a bedroom closet inside the home of shooting suspect Saeed Farouk. An unknown woman is pictured in the passport photos inside the home of the suspects. She has not been linked to the attacks, comma, yet, period. Joking. And let's see who's grandma. Oh, passport-sized photos of an identified woman in a headscarf sit on a sheet of paper filled with Arabic handwriting. Who's this doll? This grandma? But they dropped off the infant at grandma's house? A paperback Quran is pictured on a table in the gunman's home. Now, that could be, you know, this picture alone could be seen as insightful. Loretta Lynch, our attorney general, said that actions predicated on violent talk towards Muslims will be prosecuted. Edges towards violence. And so what? It's the Daily Mail is showing a paperback Quran in a story about terrorism. You could say that that's edging towards violence. I think they should arrest everyone at the Daily Mail in America for showing a paperback Quran. They're linking the Quran to this the shooting, aren't they? During Friday's impromptu media tour. They should look into them. Australian Beer Company. Wait, it was his first live look inside attacker's apartment. A screen grab shows what appears to be the driver's license of Saeed Farouk's mother, Rafia Sultana Farouk. Uh-oh. How long did it take her to get that driver's license? Try to get a driver's license in California now if you're a white male over the age of 60. See how long you have to wait to the Department of Mexican Voting, the DMV. This is crazy. What a country. Journalists inspect family photos inside the suspect's home. A child's bathroom toy can be seen on the right. Inside the suspect. How did the journalists get in there? It's journalists. Look at the Schmendricks with the iPhones. They're touching evidence. They're rifling through passport photos, pictures, toothbrushes, Qurans. They're touching them. Where's the fearless five from the FBI? A half-eaten slice of pizza or flatbread was left resting on top of a washing machine inside Malik and Farouk's home. I'm surprised the journalists, given the cheap nature of their profession, they didn't eat the pizza. I mean, there's a microwave there. They could have reheated it and shared it amongst themselves. They're all communists. No, why didn't they just heat up the pizza or the flatbread and share it amongst themselves? Wait, let's see what a book on prayer is seen inside the home. Saeed Farouk had previously been described as a devout Muslim, but has claimed to develop ties with radicals stopping attending his mosque. Common mistakes regarding prayer by Sheikh whatever. Common mistakes regarding prayer. How come they're so fanatical, terrorists, about how they pray and what they eat and what they do, but they're not particularly picky on whose head they shoot off? How could anyone who's religious do a thing like this? I don't believe this. I believe this whole thing is a setup. I don't even believe that they were Muslims. I agree with 100% with the liberals. Muslims didn't do this. Devout Muslims would never, ever slaughter innocents like this. It's against their religion. Anyone who says so is violating the law. Oh, there's the Schmendrick, Todd, with the fake beard. Todd, whatever his name is. from NBC. The way he grew a beard to look intelligent. Todd, what is his name? Todd, I don't know his name. Todd Thug? Upchuck Todd? I don't know his name. The guy who grew a beard in order to look intelligent. Yeah, NBC News allowed inside Attacker's apartment. I thought he was a journalist who interviews the president. He should have stopped this fellow journalist from breaking into the apartment. ISIS connection. Real Friday, the Tashfeen Malik photo. Why is there no photo available? Why? Because she wore a full burqa during a photo session. Very smart. What country in the world permits this to go on? What sane nation? Answer. Not this one, because this is not a sane nation. Anyway, you get the picture. That's topic number one or two on the Savage Nation. Topic one is Bill O'Reilly lying, in my opinion. We're not posting any photos on my site, and we're not posting a photo of the alleged shooter's wife because we don't know what she looks like, because she was in a burqa. That's why they wear burqas, some of them. Oh, yeah, it's well known. Let me ask you something. I have a question for you. If you were coming into a fine nation like ours to do harm, and you wanted to never be photographed, tell me what you would wear. A, a miniskirt. B, a full body covering saying it's my religion, you can't even look at my eyes. And they say, oh, yeah, oh, sure, oh, cause. Oh, sure, we'll take a picture of the black cloak over your eyes. We're saying that, yes, we're a sensitive, multi-religious nation. Oh, no, we don't violate your religious freedom. Oh, my God, who's in charge of this country? What a country we're living in. With a ruling junta. Look up the word junta before it's used Monday on everyone else's show. No, just search for the word junta. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to Google. I know what the word means. It applies to our government under Barry. Junta. Definition. Junta. A military or political group that rules a country after taking power by force. Well, okay, that's not really what this is. Barry didn't take power by force. He took it as a result of the media. Two, a deliberative or administrative council in Spain or Portugal. That's an historical translation. That doesn't apply. Junta, definition of junta by Merriam-Webster. Let's see if I'm wrong or right. Junta, a military group controlling a government. Well, that's very interesting. A military, wait a minute, full definition of junta. A council or committee for political or governmental purposes, especially a group of persons controlling a government, especially after a revolutionary seizure of power. If we're not going through a revolutionary seizure of power where this junta does what it wants without any checks or balances by anybody or anything. Okay. Spanish from feminine of junto. Join from Latin junctus. Past participle of jungere, to join. Interesting. Other government and politics terms. Agent provocateur. Agitprop. Cabal, egalitarianism, federalism, and hegemony. Interesting. Learn more about junta. I think we'll use the word junta because it can apply. I believe it applies to this government. It is a junta. Of course they didn't seize power through military force. They seized power through the force of the threats of departments within their government. Everyone's afraid of them. We're all afraid of them. I'm terrified as I speak. I just don't sound it. I'm on the front lines as though we've been occupied and there's an occupying government running the country. I feel as though I'm in Edward R. Murrow during the siege of Britain. Do you know that every day when I get up on this radio show, I feel as though I'm Edward R. Murrow and the Nazis are trying to break the walls of Britain down and take over the country. I think we're this close to losing the nation. That's the urgency you hear in my voice. That's how I feel about this government, this junta. I feel that this junta is on the other side of the aisle. And I don't mean Republican or Democrat. I think they're way over on the other side of the other aisle. Every speech, every day, is defending the indefensible. Every day is attacking patriots. Every day is watering down the military. Every day is taking the truth and making it into lies. Every day it more and more looks like a junta to me. But okay, I'm not Upchuck Todd. I'm not Jake Tapwater. Those are the good boys. They're the good boys. They get invited into the White House to light the Hanukkah menorah and the Christmas tree. Come on in, boys. Come on in now. Come on in with the dogs. Come on in. We're going to have a lighting ceremony. Get your cameras out, boys. You have about 2-3 minutes, and you'll be given the cookies and the milk, and you leave. Go ahead, boys. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in, Jakey. Come on, Jake, you can come in now. Woof, woof. Come on, woof, woof, woof. Come on, Jakey. Woof, woof, woof. NBC now. Up Chuck Todd. Woof, woof, woof. That's a good boy. Wag your tail. Come on in. Wag the old tail, Todd. You're taken very seriously in your hometown. Hometown hero. Unlike me, I'm vilified. I'm vilified with my PhD from Berkeley, vilified by Queens College, vilified by every university I ever went to because I guess I'm too honest. Yeah, that's the way it is. Then we got the O'Reilly story. I guess I'll do it again because I'm sure he's listening by now. Hey, Bill, how are you? Having a nice Friday, are you, my lad? Well, Bill, I think you pulled a big one on the public. Yes, my lad, you're going on the air when? In about 45 minutes, my lad? Well, O'Reilly has pulled a Brian Williams, and I believe he should step down for lying. He should. I want to know why old Chubby Ailes is not suspending old O'Reilly. And I want to know why Rachel Madcow's not running with this story later. Because it's a story. It's a media story. Madcow should run with it. Rachel Madcow should run with this story. And what is the story? The story is very personal for me. Because I have put up with being blacklisted by Fox News for a very long time. Many of you think we're all on the same team. We're not. There is no team. It's the most vicious business in the world. There is no team whatsoever. And the fact of the matter is, when he says a thing like that, he's been caught making it up, I think he should be called on the carpet for it. I mean, if we ridicule the government on a regular basis, and that really is our job, isn't that what the Fourth Estate's job is, not to become the fifth column? How many years have I told you that? Our job as the Fourth Estate is to constantly be a thorn in the side of the government. That's what we're supposed to do. That's our job. Sorry, Teddy, my dog just cried. It's okay, things will be okay. I told you, he's my bellwether of when I've gone over the edge. Sorry, Ted. Normally sleeps through a show. Right now he's agitated. So I better stop it right now and go feed him a greenie or something. He actually cried, I swear to God. Did you hear him cry? Did you hear him come on the microphone? He whined over. What did I say that made him What did I say? What did I say? Does anyone know what I said that made the dog whine? Where did I go with my say? Because something in my voice must have gotten to him. Oh, I was talking about the Fourth Estate, not the Fifth Column. And I said it's our job to criticize the government. That's the only reason we're in business, is to keep the government semi-straight, right? They may not like us for it, hate us for it, but they respect us for it if we're honest, I would think, unless you live in Argentina in the 70s. Okay, so when you have a media that is compliant and part of the government media complex, they're no longer the media. They're not the Fourth Estate. They're the Fifth Column. They're marching with the government. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say to you. Now, if you can't count on the media telling you the truth, who do you count on? So that's why I have an obligation to point out that I think O'Reilly pulled a fast one on his audience, and he owes the audience an apology, and he owes me particularly an apology, and he should retract it. He'll never mention my name, obviously, because he's jealous of me. He always has been, in my estimation. The most he might say is, well, the factor has a correction to make. We were not the first ones to broadcast the terrorist name. It was mentioned on an obscure radio show that nobody listens to. Oh, my God. I understand to most of you this is petty stuff, but it's not petty at all. Because if they could fire Brian Williams for similar fibs, right? They got rid of Dan Rather for a fib, for God's sakes. The guy is teaching journalism in Mexico somewhere, in a Mexican junior high school. Look what they did to him. Okay, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. I'm back. We don't need the music, that's all. You know, I had a fantasy just now that the country finally came together, that all of the partisan divide ended because of a shooting like this. I had a dream that Obama finally realized that, you know, maybe he's wrong. Maybe he's just really a liberal partisan and he doesn't really get it. He's been so indoctrinated into believing the liberal pap that he practices it. And then finally even he wakes up and Loretta Lynch wakes up and says, wait a minute, you know, those guys on the other side, they're not 100% wrong. Even France has closed down radical mosques. Maybe we ought to reach out and talk to some of them. I had a fantasy that in a sane nation, that I'd be invited to the White House. Would you believe that? I know it's never going to happen. It can't. Not in this country. Not under this hunter. I wasn't even invited to the White House when Bush was in office. He invited everyone else but me. It's okay. I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican. I'm never a registered Republican. Don't get me wrong. I'm just an ornery older guy who's an independent. In other words, I think like your uncles used to think, or your fathers. And as such, I'm an American with an independent mind, and I go in different directions politically, depending upon the situation. But, I mean, we're in a very dangerous place, and you think you'd wake up after a thing like this in Southern California, where the government itself would stop this liberal insanity. But it got worse. The Attorney General says that anyone who says anything that might lead to violence will be prosecuted. She means she's going to persecute anyone she doesn't like. This is impossible to believe. It's like a reign of terror. Instead of lightening up on those of us who know what's going on, they're doubling down in threatening us. You talk about a chilling atmosphere coming out of the White House?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, we have Waleed Shubat online. He'll be with us in a minute, but I have to clean up a few things I started before we get to our great guest, who speaks Arabic, former member of the PLO. I've had him on before. The guy is just great. He's going to tell us whether or not there are any mosques in America that are preaching hatred and violence, because in France they closed several down. Well, we wake up here and we hear from the Attorney General in front of a Muslim group just last night after this massacre. She's saying that if any commentary edges towards violence, we will take action. I don't know what she means by edges towards violence. I agree with her that anyone who preaches violence towards Muslims should be investigated. But what does edging towards violence mean? What does that exactly mean? Whatever she wants it to mean? And I think she ought to clarify that statement. She made a mistake. I make mistakes, I clarify them. She's not above the law as I am not above the law, nor is O'Reilly. Here's what Thomas Zizo writes. Savage, you announced the name first, that's clear. But at the end of the day, the lie, although a felony in your eyes, is a misdemeanor in the eyes of others. O'Reilly, Kelly, and the rest of the Fox hacks are starting to feel their ratings drop, and they're freaking out. Having said that, use this infraction to continue to build your larger case against Fox and the Praetorian Guard media. All your listeners are behind you and know that Fox is equal to or worse than MSNBC. And I want to just end it on one note here. I'm asking for Rachel Madcow to pick up on this story and run with it, because she doesn't like him or me. This is a perfect opportunity for Madcow to step in. And at least she'll get the truth out. And I want to conclude it at this moment by saying what O'Reilly said is equivalent to what Brian Williams did, in my opinion. So what is good for the goose is good for the gander. NBC had to pull off Brian Williams because of the outcry against his fibs. Now, why should O'Reilly not be called on the carpet for this? I want to know why. Now, let's go to a far more important story, which is our guest and what he's going to tell you. Waleed Shubat, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you, Mike.
Waleed, you know, we have a very serious situation in America, worse than it ever was. You know better than I what's coming. The lawyer for the shooter's family had the nerve to say that she didn't even do it. Did you hear that lawyer at all, Waleed?
No, I haven't heard the lawyer, but we've seen this before with the pressure cooker bomber, Tsar Nayev. The mother, the family came out and said similar things, yet the mother supported the jihadi, supported the martyrdom of her sons. So it's very logical that the Muslims, and the mother, and I heard the mother lived with them too, in the case of the San Bernardino massacre. She must have seen him making bombs and pipe bombs. In fact,
yeah, where is grandma? Where is grandma where they dropped off the infant? Where is she? But, you know, let's go to the biggest story. Loretta Lynch, our attorney general, came out today with an astonishing statement, Waleed. Have you heard about this one?
Yes, I have. I posted on it. It's very obvious.
Okay, good. Well, Aldo, for everyone listening, our attorney general said this in front of a Muslim group just yesterday. Please listen to clip one.
Now, obviously, this is a country that is based on free speech. But when it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or, as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims but may be perceived to be Muslims, and they will suffer just as well, just as much. When we see that, we will take action.
Are you shocked by this, Waleed?
Actually, no, I'm not shocked, because that's the way it has become under the Obama administration. They're trying to make it workplace violence the whole time, when it was obviously it had the signature of ISIS. In fact, they went to Corona Mosque in Corona, California. I investigated the mosque itself, and if you take a look at the mosque, it looks like something out of Saudi Arabia. They talk about how to become jihadis as well. In fact, the Facebook of that mosque has been scrubbed. And so I access the, you can't even access the speeches unless you're one of a member. So, but you can see it's how to become like Salah ad-Din in jihad. It's very obvious what they're teaching in that mosque, that these, this, the same portrayer of the massacre in San Bernardino had it on his Facebook page before that also was scrubbed. In other words, you know, they scrub everything out so they can make the Muslims look good and the families of the Muslims look good. They bring family member who was in the military. Look, Savage. My brother was in the Air Force. He guarded nuclear facilities. He's very much an Islamist. His wife's from Gaza. She's pro-Hamas. Her family, the whole family, is working for Hamas operatives here in the U.S., and he's in the United States Air Force. So the idea that...
Wait. Hold on. You lost me here. The brother of the massacre, the guy who committed the massacre, is still in the Air Force?
No, I'm talking about my brother. The brother is in the Navy of the massacre. The brother, Farouk's brother, was in the Navy. He's coming out and saying, oh, look, you know, I served in the Navy and I fought terrorism. Hello? This is from Pakistan. These guys are from Pakistan. If my brother was in the Air Force, he's very much an Islamist, marrying a Hamas activist and marrying a family into a family that all are very pro-Hamas, being activists in the U.S., what makes us think that his brother is not the same? So, you know, you have in the ISI, the intelligence of the Pakistanis, you have fighting terrorism and all these things. But a lot of them are operatives, part of ISIS, part of Taliban, part of the whole spiel. In fact, these are Pakistani citizens. You know, in Pakistan, you have tens of thousands of passports and identifications being given to people, you know, birth certificates. It's so easy to get a birth certificate. In fact, I doubt that her name is Tashfeen Malik. I've never heard of the name Tashfeen Malik. Tashfeen Malik is a code name. It's an ISIS code name. It comes from the wars from Andalusia, from the Andalusia where the Muslims had invaded Andalusia in Spain. And so they use these code words. These terrorists, like Ahmed Rassam, who was behind an attempt in New York, he changed his passport to Ben Norris, a name, a Western name. So these people can come in from anywhere in the world. The system does not work. It's impossible to be able to filter the good, the bad, from the ugly with the system that we have. Absolutely, virtually impossible.
Waleed, in France, very left-wing government, socialist Hollande, right after the Paris massacre, they immediately took action, including closing down three or four mosques. Now, the question is, you know better than any of us listening to this show, how many mosques in this country, what percentage of the mosques, percentage now, in your guesstimate, are preaching violence?
Oh, almost all of them, virtually, almost every one of them. I lived in California. My dad used to go to a mosque. My family went to a mosque. Every one of them, one of them, teaches all these things. Every mosque I investigate, I've been doing this for how many years? Every mosque.
Waleed, hold on. Attorney General Lynch vows to prosecute anti-Muslim speech. So you've just committed anti-Muslim speech even though you're a Muslim.
In fact, I was prohibited. I spoke in New Jersey. The district attorney of New Jersey now is making it official that I'm not allowed to speak anywhere in the country, even though we have free speech, to the police officers.
What? Wait a minute. When did this happen, Waleed?
Just a week before the Paris attack. Just a few weeks before the...
You cannot speak in New Jersey? Why is that?
Because I'm considered a profiler. I call for profiling Muslims in this country. Now, you can argue and say profiling is not 100% foolproof, but it does filter 80 to 90% of terrorists. It does filter. It works. It works for the Israelis. They do it all the time. They don't have any hijacking of airliners. And so, because it does work, they don't allow me to speak. And they keep talking about that, this is against Islam and so on and so forth. So I'm not permitted to speak by the U.S. government to any police officers, emergency responders, so on and so forth. And I give them all the clues. I've given them everything that's on my website, In fact, I've given them how they were infiltrated. In fact, I give them operatives who infiltrated. And this is supposed to be a closed venue in which they made it public, and they succumbed to the Council of American Islamic Relations. So in other words, care is what dictates who can teach Homeland Security in this country, in the FBI. Care. This is the way it is in this country. And so, you know, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You know, I can't force them to listen to me.
Waleed Shubat speaks Arabic fluently, obviously, because he's from the Palestinian. You're Palestinian Arab, correct?
Correct. I can read you Arabic.
Okay.
Speak Arabic right now if you want.
Right. And I love when you speak Arabic on the show because it's classic Arabic. It's beautiful to listen to. But today, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, vows to prosecute anyone guilty of what she describes as violence-inspiring speech. Does this mean she's going to prosecute any Muslim who does the same?
Hardly. She's probably going to prosecute people like myself. And so, you know, look, she needs to address how can they catch these terrorists. Let me tell you how difficult it is. These days, you can go on the chat rooms and everything's encrypted. In other words, you have 16, 17,000 conversations going on. With these 17,000 conversations going on, you need an agent for every conversation. That agent has to know Arabic. It's not that they can vet these guys to come in the country. It's that this terrorist will vet the FBI agent when he comes in there acting as if he's Muslim. Now, remember...
Oh, my God. So, in other words, how many active investigations did you just say there are?
Well, there's about 16,000 that goes on to recruit.
So what, we need 16,000 Arabic-speaking agents in order to follow them? We know we don't have that, do we?
Not only that. They must be very knowledgeable about Islam. They must speak the language. They must know the code language. They must know everything. So in other words, it's an impossibility to infiltrate the mechanism. And ISIS is demanding 10 million Americans to die. Remember what they say, the famous slogan they use, "Fi aqri diyarikum," in the abode of your home. This is why they attack this place. They don't have to attack major building. They can attack any medical center, anything, a mall, a shopping center.
Let me ask you, Waleed, why would these psychopaths attack a place that treats developmentally disabled people? Why would they do a thing like this, which only makes everyone on Earth hate them even more?
Because it's brilliant, Savage. If you can make every American avoid the major places, Times Square. If I avoid Times Square, maybe I'll be okay. If I avoid, you know, concerts, football games, maybe I'll be okay. But no. ISIS is, that's why I said, their motto is in the abode of your home. In any place, they are trying to attack anything that will make anybody paranoid and anybody going out and seeing anything or doing anything for Christmas season. If this happens, they could basically crush the economy. And this is what the plan is. And let's us understand that this is a plan of 10 million people. This fatwa that was given by Nasruddin, what's his name, in the manifesto. He's talking about 10 million Americans. They talk about weapons of mass destruction. They talk about major issues. The ISIS manifesto, everybody should look at it. I've written it. I've documented it, 26 pages of the ISIS manifesto, and what they plan to do in the United States, Australia, France. I did this a year and a half ago, before the Paris attacks, before the attacks here, before the pressure cooker bomber. And nobody is listening. And so the idea is to...
Oh, no, they're listening, but they're taking the other side. Loretta Lynch said anyone who says a word is now an enemy of the state. She took the other side.
Well, this is the problem of the West here, because the problem is against the Judeo-Christian ethics. So they are on their side. This is why the Muslim Brotherhood very clearly says that we will use whatever mechanism that is on our side, and that's the liberal movement. ISIS, they'll do the same thing. It doesn't matter. Terrorists will use the Americans who are pro-Islam for their purpose. And this is what CARE is all about. Every single American organization that is Islamic, every Islamic organization in America, the major ones, harbored terrorists, assisted terrorists, financed terrorists. CARE also have many members who've been involved in terrorism. And so this is part of the apparatus. You know, jihad is not just blowing up people. Jihad is also a political mechanism. It's an ideology that wants to...
Well, Waleed, the picture you're painting is not only depressing, but it means that we're liable to lose this war, and this government could fall into the hands of the jihadists themselves, or has it already done so to a certain extent?
We already lost the war. You know, how are you going to protect the homeland if 10,000 Obama wants to bring from Syria? You have one. Let me just give you an example. Abu Omar al-Baljiki, who entered into the Paris attack. Abu Omar al-Baljiki was a well-known beheader in Syria. Now, this guy's photo should have been all over the place, but they can come in under a different passport, which is clean. In other words, they got nothing on their records. So the same thing happened with the San Bernardino attack. These guys have nothing on their records because most likely Tashfin Malik is not the real name of the person. And so it's impossible to basically filter this.
All right, Waleen Shubat, and don't leave us, Shubat.com, Shoebat.com. You should be advising the president. You should be advising the Department of Justice. You should be advising DHS and FBI, but instead, you are the villain. It's unbelievable. Everything is upside down. Back in a minute, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2642. Welcome back to the program. We have such little time and so much to talk about. And we have an expert, a real expert, not a talking head who's reading other people's stuff. Waleed Shubat knows what's going on, and it's pretty depressing. We're talking about that, especially in light of the fact that our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, has just yesterday vowed to prosecute anti-Muslim speech. Waleed, welcome back to the program. You were very despondent almost about defeating ISIS. Are you telling us that we're losing this?
Absolutely. In fact, they should be fighting all the websites. The guy and his wife made these bombs. How did they access this stuff? How did they know how to make this material? Listen, there are detailed instruction on step-by-step manuals in English or in Arabic for homegrown terrorists that can feast their eyes on assortment of websites, give detailed instructions how to make TATP. In fact, in Paris...
Why doesn't the government close these down?
Even YouTube.
Waleed, can you stay with us into the next hour? I want to know your opinion on why the U.S. government does not close these websites down.
Well,
and why the Attorney General is trying to chill free speech and intimidate those of us who know where the danger lies and whether or not we're going to survive this invasion of the Syrians. That's the real question. Will we survive this importation of this male army in the United States of Obama?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have three balls in the air, and the most important is the ISIS threat to all of us and what the government is doing about it. Most of us fear the government is not doing enough about it or in fact they're taking the wrong approach. Some of us believe that there's a more sinister story, which is that the government is actually enabling ISIS to thrive in the world and in America. I know many of you don't believe that. Unfortunately, many of us do. Today we wake up and our Attorney General, a day after the massacre in San Bernardino, she goes before a group of Muslims to placate them, calm them down, and tell them anybody who says anything that's anti-Muslim, that edges towards violence, will be prosecuted. This is the most shocking statement I've ever heard of in my life. It is something that would go on in a university today, for sure, because they don't believe in free speech. Certainly universities are bastions of hate and bastions of cynicism and fascism today. We all know that. Could this be true that the Attorney General says a thing like that and doesn't correct the record? Let us hope she corrects the record. Let us hope that she respects the First Amendment. And let us hope that she uses the great power of her office to protect us rather than to persecute us. The second thing is this issue of the shooters themselves. I woke up today and I could not believe what I heard. I predicted it yesterday in a sort of cynical, joking way that tomorrow we'll wake up and one of the family members will hire a lawyer, a shyster lawyer, to sue the San Bernardino police for using too much violence to subdue the attackers. And guess what? Listen to clips 4 and 5. This is the most eerie thing you could ever believe. This is a lawyer for one of the shooters in San Bernardino on the Savage Nation.
There's a lot of disconnects and there's a lot of unknowns and there's a lot of things that quite frankly don't add up. She was never involved in shooting. She's probably about 90 pounds, so it's unlikely she could even carry a weapon or wear some type of a vest or do any of this. Where the couple was found, from what I understand, is that they were handcuffed, lying face down in this truck, shot up. There's a lot of things that just don't make sense.
Okay. Now, you know, there should be a limit to what lawyers can do in this country. Lawyers should be limited, and they should be supervised a lot better. They should be sued in a time like this, or the licenses pulled, I mean. Do you realize what this animal just said? Do you realize what this thing with a law degree just said? He just said that they're innocent victims who were trussed up, handcuffed, and executed by the police. This thing with a law degree has now just spit on the bodies of all the dead people, spit in the faces of all the survivors' families. Moreover, he has spit in the face of those brave men who went in there to face those vermin. This passes for a lawyer today in the United States of America. It's a courtroom that needs to be stopped. You talk about free speech. Shouldn't there be limits on what lawyers can say and do, especially at a time like this? Where did this lawyer come from? What is his background? What is David Chelsea's associations? How was he so quick to be found? Well, these are the questions that would be answered in a legitimate, sane society, in my opinion. I want to go now to Waleed Shoebat, S-H-O-E-B-A-T, one of my favorite guests. I don't have him on often enough because he speaks Arabic. He's a former member of the PLO. And he knows more about the mind of the terrorist than anybody I have ever spoken with. Waleed, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Did you happen to hear the attorney's commentary that I just played?
Yes, of course. It's the idea of creating enough problems for the police. In other words, the war is not a war on terror. It's a war on the police force. This is why they create racial divide. This is why they always attack the cops in these racial divides. So they can make a sector of the population fight another sector of the population, and you divide and you conquer. The idea is power. And if a government can have power, just look at Mexico next door. Once they begin to deal with the cartels, you have a situation in Mexico just as worse as in Syria. The killings in Mexico is unbelievable. Over 100,000 people massacred in Mexico. Nobody talks about it. Eric Holder sends weapons over to Mexico. And then so you create a problem against the guns. The gun is the problem. So you create more abortions so somebody who is religious enough says enough with abortions and attacks the Planned Parenthood. They say, oh, look, there's terrorism by the Americans themselves. So you create Planned Parenthood, you create racial divide, you create all these things, you bring 10,000 immigrants from Syria, you create all this chaos so you can be in control. This is very simple, is the idea of the mindset of the liberal agenda that we have. This is why the liberal agenda is so much Islamists, because you find the liberal agenda with the same mentality as the Islamists. You have the environmentalist. The environmentalist is very close to Islam. They agree with Islam because Islam talks about environmentalism called al-himaz. Abortion, you know, in the Muslim mindset is not the same as the Christian or the Jew, because in Islam there's a gestation period. In other words, you can have abortions. They are in agreement with these Islamists. It's not that they are disagreement. They're in agreement with any revolutionary mindset. They're in agreement with any communist mindset, Islamist mindset, you name it.
This Well, Wally, I agree with you, and I love listening to you. You've said so many things. One of them is about abortion. I thought abortion was illegal amongst fundamentalist Muslims.
That's not true. That's not true whatsoever. There's a gestation period in Islam in which the spirit does not connect with the fetus. So before that, you can abort. So this is why you look at people who become in the political sphere in America. Why is, and they're Muslim, why is all their agenda so liberal? Islam is not conservative. This is a myth. It's not true. They believe in the Big Bang. In fact, the Big Bang theory is taught by Islamists in the U.S. in the universities. So, you know, it is, they believe in evolutionary process, sort of a creationary evolutionary process, in which evolution is part and parcel of the part of creation. Islam is a cult. It's not a Judeo-Christian ethics whatsoever. Islam is environmentalism. Islam is share the wealth. When Obama says sharing the wealth, he gets that from Muhammad himself. When they moved from Mecca to Medina, and the people in Medina began to share the wealth with the Muslims of Mecca. This is what they call about sharing the wealth. This is why countries of Libya under Gaddafi was socialist. Egypt was socialist. Because Islam is a very socialist religion. So to think that Islam is conservative and Islam believes in the same God and so on and so forth. Look, the bombers, sorry, the massacre terrorists in San Bernardino. They just today came out. They gave allegiance to ISIS. What does giving allegiance to al-Baghdadi means? Well, they lift up their finger, one finger, to denounce the Trinity. And this is the main thing. They're Unitarian. So they denounce the Trinity. In other words, the war is on Christianity. That's what they need to understand. The war is on Christianity. It's in the
Okay, so it's ISIS versus Christianity, as the Russians are saying. The Russians are saying it like it is. The Russians are saying it's ISIS versus Christianity, which is, of course, why Obama hates Putin. But let's put that aside for the minute. Let's go back to the battle within this country. You said something that's very alarming in the last hour, Waleed. You said that if we bring in the Syrians, it's all over. We'll never, ever be able to protect ourselves. Is that true?
Look at Europe. 100,000 already entered that are pro-ISIS. 100,000. That's what the estimations are. And one person, like Abu Amr al-Baljiki, can commit a massacre, can mastermind a massacre in Paris, shuts down Paris completely. So you look at San Bernardino, it was a war zone. San Bernardino wasn't just a terror attack, it was a war zone. Things were closed down. It really cripples down the economy. And so you have 10,000 Syrians. Look, these Syrians from a very young age, they are very much inclined to beheading. They see beheadings in the street like you go fishing. So you want to bring 10,000 of these? Well, guess what? There's going to be many, many...
So, but, Waleed, what you're saying is that unless we have a right-wing revolution in the next election, and unless we get an extreme right-winger who is willing to deport people by the millions and to close down radical mosques and to root out the terrorists where they are preaching hatred, we're going to lose this country. That's what you're saying. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I talked to experts from the Middle East, even in Syria. I have an expert from Syria. Do you know who he wants to win the election? Donald Trump. Even the righteous Arabs want Donald Trump. They know that Donald Trump is the man that could stop this stuff. They know that he could make America in a way unique and back to its success again and begin to close down the borders and begin to not allow student visas from countries like Syria, countries like Pakistan, Saudi Arabia. Look, a Saudi Arabian passport, this is considered a friend of the U.S. So any Saudi, anybody with a Saudi passport can enter. The 9/11, you had two of the hijackers. they had Saudi passports, forged passports. So if you have a Saudi passport, you could enter with no problem whatsoever. A Saudi is viewed just as you view a Canadian. And so if the system allows an Islamist from Saudi Arabia, which is the bunker of the Wahhabist ideology, which created ISIS, which created Hamas, which created the Muslim Brotherhood, which created all the revolutions that you see after the Arab Spring, from Tunisia to Egypt to Syria to everywhere. The war is very clear, really. The American sphere thinks that Putin is the problem. Putin isn't the problem. Putin is the solution. Putin is confronting Turkey, and I've spoken in your program about Turkey. Turkey is at the head of this ISIS agenda. Turkey is the one, not Greece. Turkey is the one that sends these infiltrations into Europe. This is why Germany have to give $3 billion to Turkey. Merkel is in...
Well, I want to ask you something. Why is Merkel opening... Why is she opening the country up to so many Muslims? What's going on there? Why would she do this?
It's the same mentality as Obama. If you are a liberal, if you are a revolutionary mindset, you create havoc. If you create havoc and you set one sector of the society against another sector.
But Merkel comes from an Eastern European communist background. Does that explain why she's doing this?
Absolutely. Of course.
Okay, there it is. There it is. She's Stasi-like. This woman who posed as a moderate conservative, we wake up and find out she has destroyed Germany by bringing in Muslims by the millions against the will of the German people, the same way Obama is doing to this country. And the European Union just yesterday said that Christianity is in danger in Europe. Europe is now not a home for Christians, according to the EU that is bringing in the Muslims. Waleed, before you leave us, it's very important you tell the audience your background. It's very important they know who they're listening to, because they may think that you're just a caller. Would you please explain it in a nutshell?
I was a terrorist. I grew up as a terrorist in Israel. I came to this country as a U.S. citizen. That's how easy we can come in. And I was very active in the PLO. I was very active in the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, my mentor runs a mosque in Bridgeview, Illinois. His name is Jamal Saeed. And so I understand the intricacies of how to infiltrate, how to gain support, how to be active in mosques, how to... the whole shebang. I became Christian in 1993. In fact, that is what became my crime when I converted to Christianity and I began to fight and I began to work with the FBI. In fact, I'm hated by everybody now. I'm hated not just by the FBI. I'm hated by the Homeland Security. I'm hated by the government. I'm hated by many. You know, so now
I'm sure you're hated by Fox News. Have they ever had you on?
I'm banned from Fox News after. Well,
welcome to the club. You're in good company.
You know, you have the election coming. You know, look at the Republicans. You think these Republicans are any different? They're all
voting
on Putin.
No, absolutely not. I know personally they're not. The only one who's different is Donald Trump, who's been on the show many times. I consider him to be a super honest man who's willing to say it like it is. Waleed, before you go, give people some hope. Is there any?
Well, the high death toll is the only hope, unfortunately. The West will only learn through a high death toll. The higher death toll, the more they will learn, and it's not going to work any other way. The system is completely corrupt. So, unfortunately, there's no good news. At the end of the tunnel, you have to have tens of thousands, maybe millions of Americans. Let's not forget, I just want 10 million Americans dead. 10 million.
That's a nice thought for the weekend, Waleed. Thanks for making it a very pleasant Friday. Waleed Shoebat, Shoebat. If you want the truth about what they're doing, how the government is enabling them, go to Shoebat.com. Waleed, thank you so much and take care of yourself. Back in a minute on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO. Back to the Savage Nation. We're coming to the last half of the last hour of this week. It's an amazing, terrible week. A terrorist attack, and the Attorney General comes out the next day and says she will prosecute with the full power of the government anyone who uses anti-Muslim speech that edges toward violence. I wake up and I hear that Bill O'Reilly, the leprechaun, claim he named the shooter first, when it's physically impossible. since my show precedes his by several hours, and I beat him to the punch by 2 to 3 hours. Everyone knows that. And I said today that O'Reilly should pull the Brian Williams, and he should apologize to his audience, and he should be suspended for a few days, or be forced to step down like Roger Williams, Brian Williams did. I mean, you say, well, that's not a big deal. Well, it is. And you say, well, we're on the same side. We shouldn't argue. We're not on the same side. O'Reilly is a man in the media like I am, and he's on his own side. Moreover, Fox News has blacklisted me. And I've been asking CNN and MSNBC to run with this story on O'Reilly's shameful behavior. I'm asking specifically for Rachel Maddow to step in and do the thing she does best, which is make a fool of herself and run both sound bites. Married to Terror, authorities investigate whether the wife radicalized a husband before California massacre. I told you yesterday she obviously did. But that may not be true. It could be a fake narrative. He could have been radicalized in his own mosque. That could be the story they want us to believe. She was the bad one. He met her in Saudi Arabia. How do we know that's true? Well, what about the 6 guys who were seen going in and out of his garage making pipe bombs? Have the FBI agents tracked them down yet, or they're busy looking for Muslim hate speech? I guess the entire Southern California FBI office is on the lookout. They have a bolo on the lookout for anyone saying anything about Muslims. Not for the 6 pipe bombers that were going in and out of the house. Oh, my friends, we're living in very strange times. And I'm not going to let it get to me. Because I heard what Waleed said. It's going to plague me all weekend. It's far, far worse than even I think it is. Worse than even I say in Government Zero. That's how bad it is. So what are you going to do? We'll talk about that in a minute on the Savage Nation. All right, a so-called lawyer for one of the massacre artists is holding a press conference right now. Let's see if we can listen in on the Savage Nation.
And that's it's a really bad situation to be misidentified as an active shooter while he was in work in L.A. County.
Is her family Pakistani or Saudi?
Whose family?
Perfect.
Who?
Pakistani.
The Pakistani.
And they moved to Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. When she was 18 or 20, she went to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to get married with Saeed.
Yes.
Did the family see them once more?
All right, let's not listen into this garbage. First of all, you got dunces in the media talking to a liar from the legal profession. So what are we going to gain from it? What's he going to say? He's an innocent boy. He's like a Boy Scout, a Muslim Boy Scout. Saeed Farouk didn't do it. That body armor you saw, the machine guns you saw, the dead bodies you saw, deny it. None of it's real. What's real is what I'm saying because I'm a fork-ton lying piece of garbage with a law degree. That's all. Believe me. Look at the morons in the media flocking around this low-life, bottom-feeding lawyer. Look at this. Where'd they dig him up from? What law school did this guy go to? Look at him running with the microphones into the House of Terror. A lawyer opens his mouth. No, he didn't do anything. He's an innocent victim. Well, what about her? She's an innocent victim. So who did it? Not them. It was really right-wingers. It was white people who did it, white Christians who did it, and then they trundled up those evil racist police, trundled up this poor newlywed Muslim couple, put handcuffs on them, hogtied them, and machine gunned them in their car. That's the kind of country we're living in. Next question, please. Please, tap water, you're next. Dribble out the rust from your pipes, tap water. What a country we're living in. No one stands up to these liars. I'd rip this lawyer to pieces right in front of my eyes. Verbally, of course. I said, aren't you ashamed that you're a walking human being lying like this? And then let's see the real lawyer come out, the real human being underneath that facade. How could you stand there and say things like this when the whole world saw what would happen? What a disgrace to be a cop today to have to put up with this. Could you imagine how the cops are boiling mad? Listening to these rat lawyers and these medias. Ooh. Okay, my friend. The enemy within. The enemy within. The enemy within. So it'll turn out workplace violence. They weren't really the shooters. They were innocent Muslims, and it was a conspiracy by right-wingers to make it look like Muslims. They planted the Quran in the house. They planted the ISIS propaganda in the house. They planted the pizza in the house. I mean, anything you want to make up now. What about the victims? How can a lawyer speak like this with the victims' families still wiping the blood off themselves? All right, look, you want to talk about any of these topics, we can do this. We know what the problem is. The problem is the junta running America. We know the radicalization is occurring because of the radical junta that is running the country. Period. And end of story. So where does that leave us as the people? The only question we're asking is, what the heck should we do? You're saying, come on, Michael, we agree with you. You're making good sense. We know that there's a nightmare after this heavily armed Muslim couple stormed the county office building and gunned down 14 people. And the FBI basically is 2 days later than you are. You called it a terrorist act the day it happened after you put the pieces together. You read the name of the shooter before O'Reilly did, before anybody else did. No one's seen a picture yet of Tashfeen Malik, wife of gunman Saeed Rizwan Farouk. Why is there no picture of her? Because this country is so psychotic that it let her into the country on a fiancé visa wearing a full burqa where you can't even see the slits of her eyes. That's an insane nation. Insane nation, totally insane. A sick nation from top to bottom. Then we wake up, the Attorney General, instead of saying, look, I may be a liberal, but I'm not going to put up with this blah, 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 and I'm going to be on the side of those of you who are concerned about this, and we're going to root out any mosque that's preaching hatred. We're going to find any preachers of hate, and we're going to throw them out of the country. And who goes overseas to Syria and comes back, we're ripping out their passports. She didn't say that. Now, wait, it gets even better. The director of Los Angeles CARE, you know who CARE is, C-A-I-R. You heard from Waleed who they really are, haven't you? It's eerie. It's just eerie. Says that America is partly responsible for the terrorism. This is Hossam Alouche in clip number 11 on the Savage Nation. Are you ready to go on this, Jim? 11.
As we speak, ISIS 11. Has killed 95% of the victims of ISIS have been Muslim themselves. And let's not forget that at the forefront of fighting ISIS today are the brave Syrian people who are fighting on both fronts, the barbaric regime of Assad and the barbarism of ISIS. And then we complain and say, what are the Muslim people doing to root out terrorism and extremism? Let's not forget that some of our own foreign policy as Americans, as the West, have fueled that extremism. When we support coup leaders in Egypt or other places, when we support dictatorship, we are partly responsible.
He's a lying sack of you-know-what. A complete and total liar. Right to his core. This is the liberal lie, the big lie. And I stand by those words. See page 71 of Government Zero, the most important book you'll ever have in your library in this day and age of terror. See Islam's 1,400-year war against the world. And you're listening to this lying sack of garbage from CARE saying that we caused the terrorism? They've been at war with everybody since Muhammad died. Maybe even before Muhammad died. How many Jews were killed by Muhammad's armies? Before the State of Israel was created, how many? How many of their possessions were stolen by the sacred practitioners of the religion of peace? So if you want to buy into the narrative that we caused this violence, you are a man or a woman who knows nothing. You don't even know your own history, let alone the history of the world. Maybe you ought to educate yourself. Maybe you should stop being an ignoramus. You know, I have a friend, a very bright man. He's a good friend of mine. And he knows someone who he thinks is very smart. And she's a complete liberal, doesn't know anything about what's going on in the world. He said, oh, she doesn't want to be involved. She doesn't want to hear anything about ISIS or about Islam or about... I said, well, wait a minute. That's called ignorance. And there's a word for that. It's called an ignoramus is someone who's ignorant. So don't tell me she's bright. An ignoramus is somebody who may or may not have innate intelligence. But if this innately intelligent person does not educate themselves as to what is going on around themselves and the world, then they're an ignoramus. So don't fall for the liberal garbage that they're super intelligent with 160 IQ and they went to Harvard. If they don't know what's going on, they're an ignoramus. That's what the word applies to. That's the word applies. Ignoramus is an ignorant person. Don't ignore history or you will be condemned to repeat it as we are. We are repeating history. We are going through what every other nation on earth that has been super tolerant has gone through. Only this is just the beginning. These are the baby steps. It's as though 9/11 never happened. We elected a man with a Muslim background. Many years after 9/11, we forgot what happened. In fact, the liberals sympathized with his Muslim background, thinking that he would be better for America's safety rather than worse, because liberalism itself is a mental disorder. Yes, you heard me. Oh, we all want to be nice and we all want to be tolerant. But at the point of suicide, you have to reevaluate your niceness and your tolerance, don't you? At what point do you reevaluate the level of your tolerance? At what point do you reevaluate your desire to be so nice to everyone, even those who want to slit your throat and blow your house up? When do you wake up? When? You know, George Orwell, one of my favorite authors who wrote Animal Farm and other great books, was a communist in the 1930s when it was quite fashionable amongst the intelligentsia to be communist because they thought that that was the way. And then he woke up and he found out what they were doing and how evil they were, etc. and so on. He saw what Stalin was and he became anti-communist and he wrote these books, including Animal Farm. He saw what happens when the, quote, people take over the farm, meaning in the form of the animals, right? George Orwell had many sayings that I remember. One of them is this: if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. Now, I suppose today Loretta Lynch would have him arrested because she could imply that it's aimed at the particular group. She could have his books banned or burned. That may be next for Loretta Lynch. After all, she was handpicked by Ayatollah Sharpton. Ayatollah Sharpton picked this attorney general. What would you expect? Would you expect fairness and light to emanate from her mind? I had hoped, perhaps, yes. I had hoped to God that she was not Eric Holder in a dress. It turns out she's worse than Eric Holder in a dress. This is a nightmarish development, what happened yesterday. And in case you haven't heard it, I'm going to play it for you now. The Attorney General of the United States of America, appointed by Barack Obama after being handpicked by Ayatollah Sharpton, gave a speech that is resonating throughout the intellectual world. Nobody can believe that she would make a statement like this. Listen to clips 1 and 2 back to back on the Savage Nation.
Now, obviously, this is a country that is based on free speech, but when it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims but may be perceived to be Muslims, and they will suffer just as well, just as much. When we see that, we will take action. That I think we have, yes, we have charged 225 defendants with hate crimes offenses over the last 6 years, most of those in the last 3 years. Since 9/11, we've had over 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Muslim hatred, including rhetoric and bigoted actions, with over 45 prosecutions arising out of that. I think, sadly, that number is going to continue.
You hear this breathlessness, like she's doing something good? Have you heard of 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Christian hatred, anti-Jewish hatred? I haven't. What side is this government on? I think it's sadly obvious to anyone who studies this case that they're not on the side of freedom and they're not on the side of America, and they're certainly not on the side of Christians. This is a frightening development in America. Listen finally to clip 3 from Ayatollah Al Sharpton's pick for the Attorney Generalship, Loretta Lynch, in number 3.
I think it's important, however, that as we again talk about the importance of free speech, we make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are, they're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. So I want that message to be clear also.
All right. So actions predicated on violent talk are not America. I agree with you. I don't engage in violent talk. I avoid it like the plague. In fact, on my Facebook page, I'm very clear. Any mentions of violence will be banned from my page. But what about Muslims who engage in violent talk, Loretta? What about the mullahs, the so-called imams all over America who are engaging in violent talk in Arabic? Are you monitoring them? Do you have enough Arabic speakers in the Justice Department who are not fellow travelers who are monitoring the mosques? I think not. I don't think you have 5,000 Arabic speakers who are listening for such violent talk in mosques, Miss Lynch, are you? So therefore, you're only listening to those who speak English. Well, I think that's rather biased, by the way, even though we're all opposed to violence, except in the name of self-defense, obviously. No one listening to the show should get confused about what I'm saying. But the fact of the matter is, we are in very dangerous times when we wake up and we hear such a breathless defense of fascism by the highest lawyer, the number one cop in America. I rest my case. I return in a minute on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. So, 200,000 immigrants have been admitted from Pakistan since 2001. Let me repeat it. 200,000 immigrants have been admitted from Pakistan since 2001. Your government brings in over 150,000 foreign students from the Muslim world every single year. Did you hear what I said to you? 680,000 immigrants from predominantly Muslim countries have been admitted in the 5 years between 2009 and 2013 under Hussein Obama. There's a virtual flood and overrunning of America by Islam. And yet there's no opposition except from Donald Trump. The Republicans are offering no resistance whatsoever to the Syrian refugee explosion in the upcoming budget bill, much less the bigger problem of immigration. And what about the intelligence community? Well, they failed us in this case. Why should we assume that they're going to protect us in the next case? The head of the Department of Homeland Security is nowhere to be seen or heard. He failed us. He failed us. Why would we assume they're going to change their protocols to protect us? Undermining intelligence, page 58 of Government Zero. Yes, I will read from my own book. There's no better source for me. One paragraph. There has been a virtual coup in the intelligence communities. One of the first shots was fired by the Queen of Military Contracting herself, Dianne Feinstein, when she undermined the CIA. You remember that? What's going on are the worst examples of man's inhumanity to man since Hitler. Do you remember when ISIS burned the man alive? Do you remember that? Took a poor Jordanian pilot, put him in a cage, burned him alive. And the best that our president could say is, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Lieutenant Kasaba and the Jordanian people. It gets more depressing every day. There's a blitzkrieg on innocent civilians around the world. A blitzkrieg going on by radical Muslims against the world. Is this Hitler taking the Sudetenland? Is this Hitler taking the Rhineland? Or is this ISIS wanting to conquer the entire world and convert it to fundamentalist Islam? The more I think about burning a man alive, the sicker I get. I ask myself, who was worse, Hitler or the Islamofascists of today? Even Hitler would not publicize what he was doing to people in concentration camps. He hid it. So why are these monsters publishing it on the internet? They are publicizing the atrocities to induce terror in the world's population. But my friends, they're doing what their antecedents did in the 7th century when Islam first broke out of Mecca and conquered a good portion of the Middle East. That, my friends, is history. That's not hate speech. That's not edging towards violence, Miss Lynch. That's edging towards survival. I rest my case. I pray that Loretta Lynch studies Government Zero in detail to see that I'm actually a friend of freedom, not an enemy of Muslims. God bless America.